Okay, you are very welcome back to the 9 till noon show, and it's all very exciting because very shortly we're going to be crossing over to Lee Gooch at Skullmora in Milford. The school was one of hundreds that wrote to Lee saying why they should be a part of our Merry Mayhem this Christmas. And if anyone's going to bring mayhem, it is going to be Lee Gooch. There's no doubt about that. Give us a 1-2, Lee. See if I can hear you. 1-2-2-1-2. Oh, yeah, Lee, I can hear you sounding good. We are live on the radio, Lee. You know that, don't you?
Oh, God. Sure know that.
Well,
so
come here.
To me in a wee minute.
I just wanted to check the line, make sure you're looking handsome and all the children are there. Hi, kids.
Let me just see. Boys, he's all ready.
Yes, the big loud cheers.
Greg, I think we're ready whenever you are.
Okay, right. Well, I'll be over to you shortly. So for you in Radio Land, you just have to stay right where you are and enjoy the crack with Lee and the crew at Skullmora. But if you want to watch the proceedings as well, we want you hopping on board to watch, especially if you're a parent or a granny or grandfather or whatever it might be. Go on to our YouTube channel. You can do that on your big screen TV, if it's a smart TV, or on your Fire Stick. Or across your mobile devices, and we're also on Facebook. So without further ado, let us go to an ad break, and after that, we'll be over to Lee Gooch and the crew.
The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
Okay, so we are going out and about to Skullmora in Milford, and we say good morning to Lee Gooch. Lee, you had a great response, didn't you, when we threw the lines open, inviting us into schools. Tell us all about that process.
Ah, yeah, sure. We invited the boys and girls and the mums and dads and the principals and all the teachers, Greg, to write and nominate their school. And we were overwhelmed with this response we got throughout the whole Northwest. As you rightly said, we had hundreds of entries. And it was so tough. And thank God I wasn't involved and choosing the school, so because every school, we should be really broadcast from every school throughout the Northwest, but we happen to be down here with the Moonshires and all the boys and girls. Good morning, boys and girls. So, Greg, we're just delighted to be here, and we're joined by the principal of a school, Mrs. Peoples. Delighted to be here. Loads of excitement.
Loads of excitement altogether. Like, just they're so excited this morning. They could hardly sleep last night, I think, waiting for the arrival of Lee Gooch and Highland Radio. So it's brilliant.
What about the staff and all the Moonshires and everybody that helps out in the background? Did you get much sleep yourselves last night?
Well, when we got word last week that you were arriving, now I have to say there was a lot of work done between then and now, and the fantastic staff we have here, teachers and SNAs, have just pulled it out of the bag. And but the stars of the show really are the children, so you're going to hear loads of lovely songs and poems and over the next few minutes. So,
well, we're delighted to be down here, and thanks for spoiling us. Look at all the trees. Look at this now. Look, let's make Greg Hughes and all the
oh,
team.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Look at.
Yeah. And come here, Lee. Did you land down there empty handed, or did you just go down there to fill your face?
Well, my face will be filled, let me tell you. Look, let me just ask the boys and girls, do you like selection boxes?
The wonders of Zoom cuts out them when they all cheer, but I can tell our listeners at home that there's a lot of noise in there, but it cuts the mic for some reason. But when they're all singing and what have you, hopefully everything will work fine then, Lee.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed, and thanks for letting me know that as well. And I just want to say a big thanks to Kelly Centre for all these selection boxes. We have hundreds and hundreds of selection boxes. A big thanks to Kelly Centre and also to Callaghan's Electrical Mutual, because we got Callaghan's Electrical have kindly given the school a Samson tablet.
That's absolutely brilliant. We're delighted, and it will go to great use here in Skullmora. So it's a fantastic prize, and thanks to Callaghan's for the tablet.
You're most welcome.
Loads of requests coming in, Lee, as well. For my daughters, Lily and Isla at Skullmora, hope you have a great day from Mum, Dad and baby sister Erin. So some requests coming in for the young'uns as well as you're chatting.
There's about 215 young'uns in here, and they're going to be singing for us now very shortly. Which, what are they going to be singing for us?
We are going to have sixth class singing Feliz Navidad. And then we have our first class. They're doing a lovely Christmas poem, 10 Little Christmas Trees. And we have fourth class singing We Three Kings. So with the help of loads of our staff here, Mr. Fox and Miss McGrath, and all our singers that are all helping out. So we'll hear them now.
Are you ready, boys and girls? Mr. Fox, are you ready? This is Mr. Fox on the guitar over to the left-hand side, or possibly your right-hand side on the screen. All right, when you're ready, boys and girls.
No, the microphones are cutting out on us just when the kiddies are getting ready to go. I wonder, mate, we might be better off there just with the microphone on the camera itself. I don't know if Vanya can hear me as well, but I just want to make sure we can hear them. But with the big wide space, the external mics aren't picking anything up. So if we maybe switch to the mic on the... Yes, Lee, are you there? Lee, speak to me. The wonders of modern technology. The Zoom thinks it's doing a great thing in muting the wider noise, but it isn't. But we'll get back to that in a moment. I'll reconnect with the crew and we'll have a look at, we'll have a good listen to what they have to say. 250 eager beavers at Skullmore at Milford on Monday morning. Miss Peoples, the principal, came to visit the classes and told them that... They heard Lee talking about this initiative, and they've invited us on. So, Lee, I don't know, in terms of just everyone at the same time, I don't know, it just isn't coming across as good as it might have, unfortunately.
Yeah, I heard you talking on my headphones here, so we did disconnect the external microphones from the our gadgets down here, so hopefully you heard it a little.
But anyway, I know it's being videoed, and we're going to play the video out in any case. So it might be better when we go to individuals and the beautiful poem. We'll hear them loud and clear, Lee.
Yeah, okay then. We'll go now to... come on over here, Mucho. Come on, you keep us right here. So we've got Miss Emer Doherty. Where's Miss Emer Doherty? Miss Emer Doherty, come on. Where is... Come on, Miss Emer Doherty. Come on over here. You didn't think you were going to be on radio today. Tell us about this. Now, we've got a first class... Oh, can you bend down? This is like the limbo. How are you? Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Steve.
Love your jumper.
Thank you.
Right, tell us about... Now, Anne, you can probably scroll around here. Our first class.
Yeah. First class. So they're sent a poem, 10 Little Christmas Trees, and it's all about each Christmas tree goes to a town where the staff and the school are from.
And how much work, now tell us, Mujer, a lot of work goes into these poems.
I do, yeah. Good few weeks practicing, but they did really well.
So I bet you had loads of crack too, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
You're very tall, you're making me laugh like a wee elf. You high heels on. All right, boys and girls, he's ready, here he is. So when you're ready, what's your name first of all?
Orla.
Oh, Orla. And this is Megan.
Megan.
And we have Pamela.
Paula.
And you, whose dad's Seamus? Somebody says that your daddy's Seamus. Whose daddy's Seamus? Is it you? No? Oh, she's not. She's disappeared. And Niamh, good morning to you.
How are you?
Good.
Are you all excited about Santa Claus?
Yeah.
And come here. Do you know what I read on the news? Do you know how I do the morning programme, right? They were saying that the last day for posting, I think it's today, did you all get your letters away?
Yeah.
And do you know when I always write my letters to Santa Claus? I always put a surprise. Did anybody put a surprise on their list?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you put a surprise on?
I forgot to.
You forgot. Well, see, it's,
well, Santa knows. You see, Santa knows. That's the wonder of Santa, because it doesn't always have to go in the letter. Because he's magical.
No, well, sure, the elves are about. Anybody have a naughty elf in the house? Thanks, Greg, for that. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Harry Bright's first name. There's knife at dinner. Come on over. Come on. Ooh, I don't bite. No. Come here. Do you have any naughty elves in the house?
Yes.
Now tell me. What did the naughty elf do in your house?
Well, so yesterday we were away for dinner and Margaret's, and she gave us a treat box, and then the elves went into the treat box and they ate some of the treats from it.
Oh,
he
my
did
word.
Not, did he? Could you believe
what
that, Greg?
What a brat that wee elf is.
I know, he's a rascal, and I'll tell you, we have loads of selection boxes.
I want to. Can I have another elf story if there's any more going?
Any more elf stories? Come on, ahead. Greg wants an elf. Come on, come on. Hannah, is it? Hannah, how are you?
I'm an elf.
You have an elf. What do you call him? Oh. That's a joke. Elf. Not funny, is it? That boy tries to be funny. Doesn't be funny. Tell me, what did the elf do in your house?
I had a sleepover at my nanny's, and then I had marshmallows and like icing and everything, and then the morning I got out of bed, and then Cormac had a bunch of marshmallows in there, and then he said look, and then the elf had a bunch of icing everywhere, 100 marshmallows, and then Christmas trees.
Well, that elf is very messy. Messing about the house, Mammy and Daddy, and the build up to Christmas. And come on over here, and then we'll hear the Amelia. Come on over. Look at him. Look at. You like it? You have a Christmas tree on top of your head. How are you? Where are you from?
Milford.
Milford. Is that the best place in the world? Tell me about the elf in your house, because the elf in our house, he had tomato sauce all over the place and everything. What about your elf?
He went out the back, he got the washing machine part, he poured it out, and he made a snow angel.
Oh, my snow angel.
A snow angel. Oh, wow.
Back in your day, they used to stay in the shelf. you can't keep them on the shelf now.
Come here. Greg, we're going to have a lovely... What are we going to have now? We're going to have a lovely poem from all the boys and girls. What is it?
I have two elves.
Yeah, Greg, she has two elves.
Oh,
hold on a minute.
Word. Talk to me about them elves.
All right, tell me about them elves.
One day, my elf wrapped a Christmas tree in toilet paper.
Did you hear that? And then Mammy and Daddy sitting on the toilet looking for the toilet paper and saying, oh, that elf has done... Oh, the rascal.
And then today, it takes one... We're doing a magic trick today, and then it takes one sleep, and we have to put a gummy bear, add water and glitter, and then it's going to turn into something tomorrow.
Can't wait for tomorrow.
Will we get an update? Make sure now Mommy or Daddy texts the show and tells us tomorrow what it turned into.
Can't wait. You tell him to text in to myself and Greg tomorrow, and we'll find out. He's going to do this wee poem for us, are you? Yeah, he's ready then. Well, I give you a count to 3, 2, 1, and he's going to do it, all right? He's ready? Yeah. All right, you good, Greg? We're good to
go?
We
are good. Well, just keep, if everyone's speaking at the same time, just keep it close to a couple of the young ones, at least, so it definitely comes across as best as possible.
I'll keep my ears, my big elfy ears listening in for you. All right, he's ready. 3, 2, 1.
You'll have to go a bit closer to one of their...
The fourth went to Donnings, and the sixth went to Christmas trees and growing and a lamp. The fifth went to Rathmullen.
Oh, it's brilliant, but we're just not getting it as well as we possibly could, and I don't want to.
Six went to Fanna, and I only four. Christmas trees, as there the ask of me. Seven went to Gorda Hork, and
well, we heard Gorda Hawk, we heard Fanad, we're hearing all sorts of things, but we're going to get all this videoed, by the way, and we're going to put it up on our social medias as well. So the main part was to get the chats and to find out the crack with the young ones and the staff. And what we'll do is we'll video the children singing their songs, and we'll video them their fantastic poem. I'm hearing Fanad, I'm hearing Dunfanaghy, I'm hearing Downings, I'm hearing everywhere about beautiful Milford. And we'll video all of that and get it up onto our social media as well. Say hello to the Heaneys in Milford School, says another listener, and so many of you texting in with lovely messages. And as I say, Lee, how brilliant are the young ones there? As I say, we'll video them separately and we'll broadcast that out on our social medias. But the most important thing was getting the chat and hearing the crack. And we got that loud and clear. Lee?
Yes, Gregory. Come here. We had so much fun down here, and we have loads more to do. But if you can a bit for time, we can record this and put up on our social feeds, Greg, because I know you have other schedules on your program as well. But it was very important to shine a light on the school down here.
No, come here, Lee. There is no panic. I'll tell you, I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to come back to you. It's Christmas week, right?
But love it.
Yeah, exactly. But the idea is what we've learned technically, and it's a learning game, is that we need just one voice at a time, and then it works absolutely perfectly, because the modern way communication works, it mutes it when there's multiple voices. So if you have anything lined up for us where we hear one or two voices together, we'd love that, Lee. But we're in no panic, relax. And I want to hear more about Christmas boxes. I want to see the goodies on the table. I want to see everything and hear everything, Lee.
You may come back and see me stuffing my face with all these cakes, but I'm not even sure.
It's so content. That is content. If you're stuffing your face, it's content. I'm okay with that.
Oh, that's great. Well, should we see you in a couple of minutes?
All right, I'll be back in two. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. Shout out to my niece, Sophia McGeehan from Auntie Leanne. That is a student in the school where we're at now. We're in Sculmora in Milford with our own Lee Gooch. And we're back to say hello again to Lee. How are you, Lee? Can you hear me?
Gregory,
okay?
How are you? And hang on, I got a bit of cream around here. Oh, the cakes are lovely. Thanks very much, Alden. Greg, thanks for having us in the program. We're down, like you say, but Sculmora in Milford here. Sure, it's all very Christmas. Even Peter there, he's upstairs me. He's a church man. Take a look at that. Look. Do you see the shit? Do you see that?
It's a shirt or a jacket. Looking sorry, that is a jacket and a half.
I need that. Keith Fletcher needs that jacket. He needs to change it up a wee bit. And Muncher, how are you? We have Sharon Canning here. Muncher, how are you?
Good, Greg. Delighted to have you here. I have a couple little stars from the junior infant play performing now on Wednesday. So they're up to say hello to you.
Well, hello, boys and girls. Now, Muncher didn't realise that she's going to be chatting to me this morning. And Greg, she's the best singer ever. And you always wanted to be on the X Factor, didn't you, Muncher?
Absolutely.
Tell us now, sure, I know the cry. So much work goes into these school plays and that. And there's a lot of proud mammies and daddies and grannies and aunties and godmummies and granddaddies and everybody.
I know. And we've missed out on them with COVID, you know, for a couple of years. So delighted to have them back on again. And so all mammies and daddies are coming in to see us on Wednesday, and we've 25 little stars, and so really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and what time is that? Is it in the school itself?
It's in the school at 10 o'clock on Wednesday. Yeah.
Bring your own tea.
BYO.
Well, tell us about these stars that we have now. I see Tommy there. He's a star anyway. Tommy, you're a born star. Tommy, how are you? And tell me, I know your name. So where are you from then, Tommy? Not too far away from here?
Not close.
Close. How close? Can you walk to school, or do you get the bus, or what way do you come to school?
I'm going to a car.
Okay. And tell me this. Are you all excited about Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask you a silly question, but I bet you wrote your letter to Santa Claus. Did you write your wee letter?
Yeah.
Because there's still time if you haven't. And can you remember what you put on the list?
Yeah.
Was it a big list or a wee small list?
I had it too, because there was a big picture and a small picture.
Did you draw pictures on your letter to Santa Claus? He's going to love that.
No, I did it in my Christmas bookie, saying that Bumblebee sent to Smith's Toy Superstore.
Great. And Kimmy, what would you like from Santa then, do you think?
A Spider-Man computer.
Oh, a Spider-Man computer. Oh, that's a
very
Spider-Man
fancy,
computer.
Isn't it? Indeed. All right, Santa has his work cut out.
I need to ask him a question now. Have you, now, I'm sure I know the answer to this, but have you been good all year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because see the boy there, see that boy that's there looking at us, that boy, Greg Hughes, he's well.
I'm on the naughty list, Lee.
I'm looking at you, like you've been naughty now to me.
Although
now,
someone said to me that because I've been naughty, I'm going to get coal, but hopefully it's that good coal that burns. I don't mind that at all. I might be extra naughty coming up to Christmas. Get me 50 kilograms of that dirty coal.
I'll buy you a big duffel coat. And tell me, we have, is it Lotta here, is it? How do you pronounce your first name? What's your first name?
Lotta.
Well, you see, lovely, you have to name. Get it right. Lotta, I'm so... And let me guess what you are. You're not a policeman.
No.
No, you're not a Christmas tree.
No.
Tommy, help me out here. Come on, Tommy.
Yoda is an angel.
Well, aww. You see... I'm such a silly. Lota, you're the best little angel ever. And tell me, are you all excited about the play, first of all?
Yeah.
Yeah. And come here, who's coming to see you at the play?
Mommy.
Ah, well, sure, Mommy. She's going to say, oh, there's my little princess, the angel. And tell me, you wrote your letter to Santa Claus?
Yeah.
And come here, what would you like for Christmas?
I want... magic markers that you get a ball and you put water in it and it floats in the water.
Yeah, wow. Brilliant. I love them. And Lee, come here, the outfits are so amazing. Were they made in schools or did mummies and daddies make them or what?
Well, that's a very good question. Thank you for helping us out here.
No, I'm not helping, I'm just curious.
No. Come here, the outfits, where did you come up with these? Make them in class or school or where did you get them?
Well, do you know, we've got an amazing parent here, Eva Jua is her name, and she has made an awful lot of our costumes, the Christmas trees and the reindeer, a lot of the costumes you've seen. So we're lucky to have parents like that as well. Mm. Yeah.
And I'm loving your own outfit here now. If I had the scissors now, I'd be cutting them off now.
Munch. Lee, you can't.
I'll be sneezing.
You can't tell
me.
You can't tell me Munch didn't know she was coming on the 9 till noon show and her looking so glamorous now. Come on.
I know. We got you surprise. You're on the whole Greg Hughes program. And Mucho, who else here would you like me to talk to now? Because there's so many boys and girls.
We're going to move maybe next to Shay and Mia from fourth.
Hello, Shay. What's the crack with you? But what class are you in then?
First class.
Checkers.
The big boy.
So how old are you? Let me see. Fifth class. Let's see. Fifth class. You'll be 18 then.
No.
Close. Seven.
No.
No, let me see. I would say you could be 11.
Yeah.
Yay! I got that right there.
Took me three goes. Hopefully you can still hear me, Greg, because I can't hear you. But
yeah, just listen.
Tell me all set for Christmas?
Yeah.
Good man. And letter wrote to Santa Claus?
Yeah.
And come here, do you live far from the school?
15 minutes away,
don't I? Come here, and fifth class, do you know, Muncher's good. Look, Muncher's got the red shoes on and everything.
Yeah.
Come here, a great school.
Yeah.
So many friends. See if I ask you now who's your friend and you left anybody out, you'd be in trouble. So if you say, I ask you the question, right, who's your friends? You say, everybody's my friends, right? You ready, right? Let all me didn't practice this, right? Right? Who's your friends at school?
Everybody.
Oh, that's, see that? Everybody, the right answer. And who's your friend beside you here now?
Nia,
how are you?
Yeah, good.
Good, aren't you? Excitement today. Do you like selection boxes? It's a silly question, isn't it?
They're all right.
They're all right. Any pieces of chocolate that you don't want, I'll soon munch them on the way home. Come here, all set for Christmas?
Yeah.
Come here, what did you ask Santa Claus for?
A speaker and Beats.
Speaker? Now, when you say Beats, see Greg
Hughes. He wants the Beats earbuds, boy. That's what I need.
That's what you need to invest in a pair of headphones.
I know you say that to me all the time.
Aren't they?
Yeah, like
wee
earbuds.
Oh, they're wee earbuds. Cool. And come here, when you have the microphone, did you say as well, did you?
No, I have a speaker
to
play music.
Would you like to do any good at singing?
Not great, no.
See, I love people say they're not great and then they just reach for the microphone and go, la, 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 la.
Yeah, well, I have a bit of a beef about someone singing. But anyway, it's nothing to do with the school. I'm going to tease that out a little later on.
Yeah, I'll not talk to you about singing Greg Hughes.
Well, you see, this is it. Well, no, hold on a second. Well, it is to do with the Do They Know It's Christmas charity single, right?
Yes, I do.
And I had one go at it, right? Funny camera angle. It's all fantastic. But there's a young McHugh there, right? That wasn't
He's
there
the
when
best.
I... Well, hold on a second now. I'm going to start an online beef with him. Because, he looks fantastic and he does all the movements with the heads like he's singing. I want to know how many goes he got at it. I got one go.
Well, he can sing.
Well, so could I, Lee. I feel very upset.
It's an
online beef. I'm going to have it out with him. But anyway, go on.
No, there's a salad and chips for you because he's the only one in there that could sing. That's, the rest of them were all in tune.
You've got friends in there, Lee. Be very careful.
I know. Jimmy Stafford, forget him. And Devaney. Now, Devaney, come on.
His son's a brilliant singer, though. Hi, Greg. Can you say hello to Grace Hardiman in fourth class, who's sick today and so disappointed to be missing Highland Radio in her school? Oh, Grace, I'm sorry to hear that. Hi, Greg and Lee. Audrey tuned in. Loving the show. The children are great. I had my grandchildren here yesterday. They said, Granny, why is your elf so good? Ours is very naughty. Well, maybe Granny's got the elf well taught.
Well, you tell Granny Christmas. It's the 18th of December. Just prepare yourself, Granny.
All right, Granny.
You know,
could be coming. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you were saying hello to more people there.
Yeah. Were you still okay for time? You know, go on.
Another couple of minutes is grand. Go ahead. It's lovely to hear the young ones.
Who else do I have to talk now? Mitchell, you've got to direct me here. Who else is? Albie and Russia. Russia, how are you?
Good.
Tell us how old you are.
Eight.
What, did you ever think you'd be live on Highland Radio?
No.
Never. Come here. You all set for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. All excited? Yeah. It's not easy with these big cameras and microphones put in your face. And what did you ask Santa Claus for?
I asked him for a doll.
A doll. Very good. And what type of doll?
My doll.
That sounds very good. Do you think you're going to get it?
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. And come on. Albie, do you want to switch seats there? Flip over there now. Oh, I love them. Look at the Doc Martens. I would love a pair of them. Are they Doc Martens? I love them. What size? C7.
Lee, would you leave them? You're not having her shoes.
They're size 7. I love them. They say, what size did you say?
I don't know.
You don't know. Let me see. Look at them. Look at my Doc Martens. Look at even the toes are curling up on them boys. Like they're like my ears. Come here. You all set for Christmas?
Yeah.
Good on you. And come here. You live close to Milford, not next door. Where do you live?
About 5 minutes away.
5 minutes away. And come here all set for Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, big exciting week at school. Yeah. And I'm assuming, are you finished up on Friday, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
And come here, what did you put in your wee list to Santa Claus?
I put the clay bead set.
Oh, that's fancy. Come here, what's the best thing for Christmas about for you?
I don't know, probably the elf on the shelf.
And
I would say Brussels sprouts and turnips. I would say they love Brussels sprouts and turnips.
Do you know what Greg Hughes says? You know what he says you love more than the elf on the shelf? He says you love your Brussels sprouts.
No.
Let me just ask you, this is really going to mess up the audio one here. Who likes Brussels sprouts? Who likes Brussels sprouts? Put up your hands.
One, two.
Who likes turkey? Right, that's about seven. Who likes selection boxes?
All the hands are up for that one.
I'm just going to finally now just have a wee chat to the Muncher here before Muncher, come on over here. Muncher, we're so delighted to be down here. We still got a lot of filming to do down here because lots of boys and girls still have to sing and perform, but we're delighted and for treating us like all VIPs and the scones and everything and the big welcome message that we had, and we'll get a picture of it.
Oh, wow.
Welcome in Highland Radio, Greg. So we're so delighted that we were spoiled rotten, and it was a privilege to showcase some of the children, the boys and girls. Mitchell, you must be so happy.
I'm so delighted, and Lee, thank you so much for coming down to everybody.
Well, thank that boy there because I hijacked his program.
Thanks to Greg Hughes.
No, it's nothing to do with me.
To all your crew that you have with you today, and a really special happy Christmas to all our boys and girls here in Scullwarra. And to all our parents and guardians listening at home, and a particular thank you to all the wonderful 33 staff that we have here in Scullwarra for getting ready for today.
I know, the excitement is unbelievable. Well, Greg, we're going to let you go.
Brilliant. And I can't wait. And just to remind people that a little later on our socials, you get to see behind the scene footage. You get to hear the children sing their beautiful songs, and we'll get that. I can't wait to get a proper here to the poem. Because I love everywhere's name check. Fannad, Milford.
That was great, wasn't
it?
Yeah. We're going to have all them wee videos recorded now. I'm going to have the crack. I'm going to sit back and have a nice cup of tea with Muncher. We're going to do the filming. And then we're going to head back to base camp before we go to our next destination.
Now, remember, they're all future listeners, Lee, right? So, you know, we have to keep the production line going. So we want commitments that they're going to listen to the breakfast show and the 9 till noon show going forward.
Exactly. This is why chocolate's always good. Daddy, you know yourself. Come here. If you behave yourself now between now and we get back, I'll bring you back to select.
Listen,
box.
Come here.
That?
Fantastic. It's been wonderful hooking up with you, Lee, as always. You're brilliant, and you're brilliant with the young people as well. With you and the team, Anya, and it's you and Anya, I think. At Scullmora in Milford. Thanks so much for hosting us and having us over there, Lee. And you're going to be doing more a little later? Where are you going next?
Yeah, we're going to St. Angus, a nice school in Bridgend. Looking forward to that around 1:30 with John Breslin. John, brace yourself.
I can't wait. I'll be tuned in. Have a lovely day. Safe journey onwards, and lots of love to everyone there in the beautiful St. Warwick School in Milford. Bye! A listener has made a very generous, anonymous donation to us here at Highland Radio to share with the community of the Northwest. So all this Christmas week on the 9 till noon show, we're visiting a number of nursing homes to bring some festive cheer to your family and friends. This morning, we're going live to Hillcrest Nursing Home in Letterkenny. And this is the pairing that I didn't know I needed in my life. It is, and I think it's fantastic, the legend that's Tommy Rosny and a legend in the making, I think, well on the way there, Sinead Black. Good morning to the two of you.
Good morning, Greg. We are having an absolute festival time here, aren't we, everybody?
Yeah, big cheers.
Absolutely.
Later on.
We've been having lots of fun here. As you said, we're around nursing homes today, and it's absolutely lovely to be spreading festive cheer, and all more reason to be spreading it with my good friend Tommy Rosny. We're having fun, aren't we, Tommy?
It's great. Since we've come here, it's beginning to look a lot like...
Right, Tommy, we're going to leave the singing to Sinead. No harm to you. You're a best DJ in Ireland. But
you didn't hear us when we were rehearsing doing Bobby McGee and the harmonies. You got your introduction right, Greg, about the legend and upcoming lessons.
Yes.
We've already had a song or two from Tommy and lots from the residents as well. We're going to speak to Anne now, firstly.
Anne, how's it going?
Good, good.
I hear you have a full event lined up here for the...
We do. We have a very festive Christmas week lined up, and we just... calling in today to wish all of our friends, relatives, near, far, at home, wherever you are, we're wishing you all a very, very happy Christmas. Happy Christmas, everyone. And we plan to enjoy a really, really nice... Well, we've had a really nice couple of weeks here, and we're hoping now in the run-up to Christmas to bring even more festive cheer. Greg, can I just say to you, I thought there when you were talking about a pairing, I thought, gosh, we did something right. Greg's going to come to Hillcrest, but ah, shucks, you're much too young, Greg.
Anyway, well, listen, you never know.
We're going to get on with the show, and I hope everyone will enjoy it.
And Tanya, it's a good job we're not that easily insulted, isn't it?
No.
I'm going to talk
about a pairing, didn't
I? But you mean good-looking guys. You got one of the best.
It's okay, Tommy. They didn't want to keep Tommy here
say,
today.
Can I say, Sinead, there is a Highland presenter in the making there.
Absolutely. And Anne was just telling me they've so much festivities happening. They actually have a lovely booklet done out, and they're having a big Christmas party here later on this evening, and they have festivities throughout the week, and it's lovely to see. So well done to all the staff and everybody here, and we hope that all the residents has a lovely time. Now Tommy's going to speak to some of the residents.
Yeah, you can get yourself
absolutely
ready and plan your thing. I'm going over here to Florence. Florence is from Ard O'Donnell originally. Florence, how's it going?
Very grill. I love here.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, are you looking forward to Christmas?
I am.
Over the years, Christmas has changed big time. What's your memories of the earlier? I know you're not that old, you're only a young one, but what's your memories of the early years of Christmas?
When I was a small child.
Yeah.
Looking forward to Santa. And that's...
The kids now are getting a lot. It's nearly Christmas every week now, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Amira, have you any favourite singers? We're going to get Sinead to sing a song in a minute. Have you any favourite singers?
Not in particular. Yeah. I like Sinead.
Sir.
Are you talking to her off air, are you?
No.
Well, come here. We're going to get her to sing in a minute. I'm just going to go over here to Ita. She's from Fannett. Did you know? Right. Do you know Ita? Yeah. Ita. Where are you, Ita? How's it going? You're from Fannett. How long are you?
Priestley,
even. There was somebody, that lady there next to you is from Fanda, they know. Priestley, how long have you been here?
3 years in February.
And are you looking forward to Christmas?
I am indeed, yeah.
And have you any favourite singers, apart from Sinead Black?
Dolly Parton.
Oh, Sinead knows a few Dolly Parton songs. Come here, folks, we'll get Sinead to sing a song. We'll hand you back to her.
Thank you, Tommy. Well, we were having a little sing-song here this morning to get things livened up, and the residents are lovely singers here. They wanted actually a little hymn. So for everybody at home, wherever you may be now, we'd love for you to sing along, and everybody's going to sing as well. So this is as requested by the residents here, Silent Night.
All together now.
Silent night, holy night, all is care, all is bright, round your virgin mother and child, holy been so tender and mild.
Come on, Kevin.
Sleep, holy peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night.
Doing well.
Holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face. With the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, shepherds clear at the side, glory streams
Christ, the Savior is born.
Oh, well done, everybody. Give yourself a round of applause.
Well
Greg,
done.
Wasn't that just lovely?
Absolutely beautiful. Well done.
Another
now we
resident
most...
who's here, and he's the Tommy Cooper. From
just
the
like
Press.
That.
That's... Kevin, how's it going?
Not so bad.
What's the crack? Where are you from?
Milford.
Milford. Well, we won't hold that against you. Come here. You have a few good jokes. You were telling me off air. Tell our listeners a few of your jokes. Come on.
What are the doors? What won't I say the door?
What did the window say to the door?
Let's play drafts.
Sounds like my house. Sounds like my house, that one.
Tell us the one about the soldiers.
Oh, where do soldiers go after a long march?
Where do soldiers go after a long march? Tell me.
And April.
And April.
Very good.
And what is the longest night?
What is the longest night? I suppose the 20... Or no, that's the shortest night. What's the longest night?
Fortnight.
I was telling him one earlier on about the dead carrot. And there was a big turnip at the funeral, wasn't it, right, Kevin? Yeah. That's the new one for you.
Why couldn't the skeleton go to the dance?
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance?
Yeah, nobody to go with.
This man should be getting his own. Joe Dex is even laughing here.
Why did the golfer wear two pair of trousers?
Keep himself warm, I suppose.
Nah, at a hole in one.
Very good. Give me one more.
Why should every dog be called Carpenter?
What's that one again?
Why should every dog be called Carpenter?
Why?
Because they're an odd job about the house.
What about him? This man should have... You should go into full-time comedian. You know, they have a thing down in Letterkenny every month. It's the comedy show. You must go down to that somehow. You'd put some of them to shame.
Why did they... Here be the man with the cartwheel at his head.
The man that made the...
Cartwheel at his head.
No.
The other man says they're not turning him with a whole cart.
Come here, I'm going to go down here to this fanned woman. I come back to you in a minute.
I'll
now.
Tell you, Sinead.
Hello there, what's your name?
We might have to take a break for the news and come back to the two ears then, if that's all right.
My name is
no Shred. Problem, we'll be here.
Okay, listen, we'll make sure now he talks to that lady again. I'll be back after the 11 o'clock news and we'll start with the lovely lady from Fanad, if that's okay. Yep. All right, Sinead and Tommy.
Take care.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back to you. We're going to do the news and then come back. We're in no panic. It's Christmas week. There's no need to rush things. Okay. What are you saying, Sinead?
Here. Huh? Tommy's in no panic. He's here all day.
But who decided it was a good idea not to put headphones on him? Was that your idea, Sinead?
I'm just doing what I'm told. All right.
Take care. We'll
see
be back after 11. Bye, everyone.
Bye
back
you.
Soon.
Bye.